Praise the Lord. You may be seated. And it is an honour for me to be here. And thank you, Pastor Joel, and inviting me. And last time I was down here and spoke was when Pastor David Storer, is he in the house yet? No. But we've been friends for many years, prayed together for this city, and love our city. And so it's so good to see Pastor Jared, Pastor Mark, and Jemima, and so many other pastors here. How many pastors do we have here? Put your hand up. Quite a lot of you. Okay. So it's good. And you know, all week I've been thinking, what do I bring? What do you want? I could go in so many different ways. And I just felt, and you know, even this morning, I love shoes, and I felt the Holy Spirit said, I saw a picture, put these on. I've never preached in these in my life before. And he said, tell them, he said, there's some people that are very physically fit. Now it's time to get spiritually fit. And, you know, you need your running shoes on in this time. And, you know, even the older generation, it's not time to slow down. It's time to refire. Amen. And, you know, I think sometimes we think, well, you know, I just feel that this season is very much family. It's everybody. Young, old, everybody. And, you know, you can be older on the outside, but God recharges and makes you younger on the inside. And when you got to remember, I didn't start pastoring until I was 53. And most people are thinking of retiring at that age. So it's something God sort of placed on my heart, and I think he built some things into me in my sporting days. And you went through a lot with press in sporting days, and you still go through a lot in press in your spiritual days. And, you know, there is a fight for our nation. I really appreciate Pastor Joel standing against this bill that's trying to come, because they have said it has been spoken. They're looking at it. Once they're back in, they will look at this bill. And that's really, if I could say, what's happened throughout the nation. You look, everything that is evil has come out of Victoria, and then it hits each state. And because the federal cannot overrule the states, you can see what they're trying to do is to cripple the nation or to cripple the church. Really, the only thing that they're after is the Word of God. It's not you, it's not me. We're to love people, but it's the Word of God. And something I just thought that I would bring was, I haven't brought this from a platform. It was a Zoom about, and the Lord just took me to it yesterday, and I had another message already to bring. But I just felt it's very important for our nation, and as pastors and as leaders, and we need to be seeing with spiritual eyes and hearing with spiritual ears. And so I just pray before I bring this. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for every person here. Lord, you love every person. Everybody's at different places spiritually. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that we just welcome you. And in this time, we have such insight, Father, that we would be one step ahead. We'd be out there in the front, Father. And I thank you that the apostolic and the prophetic come together like never before, because Jesus is the cornerstone. That we can stand together, Father, just like in a natural army. Lord, you have your generals, your captains, and your colonels, and people that come together, and the plans and the purposes. Father, I thank you this be such a season and a time that we put everything aside, because it's for our city, it's for our nation. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the anointing upon your people. We thank you, Lord, they be inspired, they be imparted into today. There be such a presence, such an infilling to your ministers who give out each and every day, Father, that they be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Father, they know who they are in Christ. They know as sons and daughters that they bring from the unseen into the seen, Father, that we are a faith people, that we have a measure of faith, that we stand in faith, that we declare and decree. And Lord, that we're doers of the word, not just hearers, Father. We put on our spiritual shoes, Father, that we go into those places, Father, we take it back. And Father, we take back, you've given to us, you're waiting for us. You're waiting for your children, Father, to bring heaven to earth. And Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And, you know, I was speaking across the nation on a prayer Zoom, it was. And the Lord said, when my people who are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray, they turn from their wicked ways, I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. Prayer is such a key. If you're out there in ministry, you know, so often as a leader, it's easier always to give prayer to perhaps your intercessors or to you. Somebody in your church, you know, they pray. But as pastors, lead from the front in prayer. You know, you be often in that prayer meeting leading. I have to, because I love prayer. I'm an intercessor and, you know, I gave birth to the ministry and our church out of prayer. I didn't want to be a pastor. Last thing I wanted to be. I used to go across the nation giving my testimony, how Jesus healed me in Bible school and all those sorts of areas. And I'd be staying in pastors' homes and I'd finish up ministering to pastors because I saw what they went through. And, you know, it's tough being in the sporting world and being number one in the world, but I tell you, it's tougher being a pastor. And, you know, you've got to have your own prayer life. Don't praise God for people. I know for at the moment people from all over the nation say, we're praying for you. And I praise God for that. But you've got to have your own prayer life. You've got to give birth to that vision that God has given to you. And it was about probably 18 months ago, the Lord gave me three words. Was realign, redesign, and refire. And I really believe that's what he is doing in our nation at this time. He's realigning, he's redesigning it, but he's refiring. But that was also for me personally. But it was also for the nation and for our church. He's realigning, he's changing things. And it's so important in this time to be spiritually aware. We can be naturally fit. I've been probably one of the fittest women in the world when I was playing sport. You can be naturally fit. It feels great. But it's being spiritually fit on the inside. We're representatives of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're not man pleasers, we're God pleasers. I didn't ask for what God and what he's had me do out in the nation. And press print horrible things. Half the things you say they never said. But they used to do that to me when I was playing sport. And so you know that is there. So you're not fighting flesh and blood but principalities and powers. And they would twist things. And things that were said on radio thing and somebody else said it, they'd say, you say it. So they're coming against the church. Just know in this time there is such a move against the word of God. You know how words are changing. What in the universities, they're trying to do away with mum and dad. Trying to do away. Now it's not breastfeeding, it's chest feeding. There's all these words, him, her. Anything that's good that's in the Bible, wife, husband, any of those words, they're wanting to destroy. So words are important. Words are a creative force. If you look back in Genesis, how did God create? He spoke. He said, Holy Spirit hovered and performed. So your words are powerful and alive and living, whether they're God's words or whether they're enemy's words. There's only two realms, good and evil. So our words are a creative force. That's why this book, The Word of God, is alive, living, sharper than a two-edged sword. That's all they're coming against. That's why every time I say the Bible, they hate it. It's like opening a can of worms. They won't even print it. And this, you and I'll pass away, but his word won't. Heavens and earth will pass away, but his word won't. I know I'm preaching to pastors and ministers, but I tell you, you better know that the word of God is a lifestyle. It's not something just to get up there. We can all get up and preach a good message. And I've tried to do that. And then he said, you're not doing it yourself. It's got no life, no power in it if we're not doing it. If it's not life to us, if it's not made alive in our mortal flesh, if it's not coming out of our mouth and it hasn't got love behind it, it's going to fall to the ground. So it's not touching anybody. That's why, you know, you're special. You're God's champion. We sell that song there. You're anointed. You're appointed for such a time as this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, and He has anointed you to bind up the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. But those three words realign. And He took me to, I'm going to take you to Amos 7. And we know we heard about Esther. We've heard, you know, how different you look throughout the Bible, and there was here was in Amos. The Lord took it to me. He said in that word, in realigning, and here God was, every time God saw Israel move away from the Word of God, you know, we can look here. In so many times they moved away. You could say that about our nation. You know, how you used to hear things come from government. They would mention things many years ago. Press, you would see the name of Jesus. You would hear things on the radio. Just about now, there's nothing. Anywhere that you hear, you don't hear the name of Jesus. They've tried to take the Christmas decorator. Things they've tried to take out that are very precious to Christianity. You even look at churches now. They've taken the cross away. Guess what? Our prayer tower we're just building will be finished. It's got a cross on the top. Many years ago, I went to Korea, and I looked at all the crosses in that city. I was preaching there. And I looked at all the crosses, and I thought, if there's anybody depressed, anybody hurting in this city, you'd know where to go. And you know, the world, we might be the church, but the world, they're under the old covenant. We're under the new covenant. They still need to know those traditional values. They still know to see the cross. And the church has taken so many things out. Because there is a world out there. We were in it once. It was my traditional conservative values that took me into the sporting world, having been placed very good values in my life and the Ten Commandments and the Our Father. And now out there in the world, you don't see, hear or hear that of that anymore. And where have we been as a church to bring those things? I'm all right, mate. I'm going to heaven. Hey, you know, if you, you know, you come get saved. You say this prayer. Half the church has got one foot in the world and one with the Lord. They don't even know what the Bible says about certain things. And you know, even the church will come against me when I've stood and said some things. God loves the people, but He hates the sin. And He wants us in this time, in this uncompromised Word of God. And here was Amos, who was picked sycamore figs and was a shepherd out there. And God came to him and he prayed on behalf of his nation. Because God was about, plagues were coming. And if you look all through the Old Testament and you study some of these men and women of God, God was about to wipe the nation of Israel out because they'd moved away from the Word of God. They'd got over into idolatry. I remember before the Prime Minister come in and we were linking across the nation. It was the Catholics, the Anglicans, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, all of us were linking across, and we were in prayer for 21 days of prayer and fasting, and we were looking, and I was on a Zoom with the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, who's a wonderful man, and he's very evangelical, and we were looking at in Numbers 14, and where Moses and Aaron fell on their face, God was about to wipe out the nation of Israel. And he said, we're talking, and I said, you know, the Lord gave me these scriptures in the middle of the night that we need to pray for our nation. And he said, yes, Margaret, but he said, you know, what is it in that? He said, and I said, you know, back there when he said, the Lord God said to Moses and Aaron, I pardon the nation because of your word. And Moses reminded God of what God had said to him. And he said, you're long-suffering and merciful, forgiving the iniquity of the people of the third and the fourth generations. And he went on in there and he minded God from back in Exodus 34 what he'd said God had said to him. That's why God's word's so powerful. All we have to do is remind him. You get into prayer, you get it in your heart. And I said to the Anglican Archbishop, he said, well, it doesn't say Israel in there. I said, well, God was talking to Israel. And I said, he was talking about idolatry. I said, you could say our nation's in idolatry, couldn't you? He said, yes, Margaret, I think we can put Australia in there. See, we look out and we look at the world and the very things that God is saying, come on, stand for righteousness and truth and justice. And here, Amos, he said there in verse 8 it is, and a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I'm setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass them by anymore. And then you see here, Amos is in prayer. And it was when they had finished eating the grass of the land that I said, O Lord God, forgive, I pray. Oh, that Jacob may stand, for he is small. We might seem small, and he was saying, what a small nation. Lord, forgive them. And so the Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, he said. He relented on behalf of his prayers. And twice he said that in the vision of the fire. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, the Lord called for a conflict by fire and consumed the great deep and devoured the territory. And then he said, O Lord God, cease, I pray. Oh, that Jacob may stand, for he is small. So the Lord relented concerning this. Yes, God relented. That's why prayer is so important. That's why the word of God, he's not going to relent on anything else but his word. That's why it's so important to know the word of God. He and his word are one. We and our words are one. Heavens and earth will pass away, but his word won't. And this is the very thing that they're after, is the word of God. That's why they're trying to cripple Christianity. Why? Because you won't be able to speak the word of God. You won't be able to say what God says, not what man says. And, you know, so often we seek everybody else for, whoa, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, I'm going through that. Praise God for friends. But I tell you, we've got to seek the Holy Spirit. He's the comforter, the helper, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going through. He loves us. He's in us. Christ, the anointed one, is in us. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. Amen. He's alive and he's living. Amos was overwhelmed with the vision God gave him at the destruction of what was about to happen, the plagues that were to come. And, you know, we see earthquakes and things happening, and you'll hear doom and gloom prophecies that will come, and yes, this and this and that. But, you know, we are New Testament. We are the church. We're in the church age. We have a biblical constitution in this nation. And when constitution, which you're starting to find, they're trying to change all around each state, you start to see that God's hands is on a nation. This is a great Southland of the Holy Spirit. It's a lighthouse nation. And you see God's hands start to come off because we're turning things and we're moving away from the Word of God. That's all they're after, is the Word of God. This is a spiritual book. We're a spiritual people. That's why, you know, we eat it, we take it, just as your natural food. You train physically, and I know what it's like to pump weights. You get physically on the outside, you develop muscle. When I first started in tennis, I was so skinny and scrawny, they said, you'll never make it. I used to go into a men's gym 5 mornings a week, pump weights before the men went in there, And I remember that I had, in Victoria, this was in Melbourne, and I had Mr. Universe in there pumping weights just after I came in, and I used to, and I'd be there around sometimes late, and he'd be standing there with his big muscles in the mirror and looking at him himself, and I thought one day I had put my muscles up there like a chicken instep, you know, it was so tiny. But you know, after time, after a couple of years of going in there and pumping weights, I developed muscle. Well, you know, we're different spiritually. We develop some spiritual muscles. We start to know God on the inside, and he becomes bigger than the outside. And so many people I find today are so led by their feelings and their emotions. You cannot be led by your feelings. Praise God for wonderful feelings. But we're to be led by the Word of God. In there, in 3, he relented twice as plumb line. Israel was found to be out of line and crooked. You could say that about our nation. By God's standards, the structure of the nation was in danger of collapsing because they had rejected God's Word. And you could look at how we have, particularly, I knew once gay marriage came in, I tried to say things. You knew once that you'd open a can of worms, and we're getting everything that's coming now. This church hasn't stood up for righteousness, hasn't been his voice. Yes, many people have, and praise God for that. This nation is a lighthouse nation. The church has allowed the decline of a nation. You know, every Friday the doors of politicians are open. I've been to them over the years. I say, how many pastors have been in to see you? And they said, none. They need to know what God says about it, but in love. That's why it's so important to build relationships in those areas. It's so important to train and equip and disciple your people to be those people of righteousness and truth and justice in the marketplace, to go into those places, whether they're in the medical, whatever field that they're out in there, they carry the anointing that's upon you. What you're bringing into their life, they're taking it up there, and they're disciples. You know, the major and the armies and the colonels and that are training and teaching the troops to go in and take the land. That's what we're to do. We teach them to go in there to stand up and be God's voice of life and light and love. Amen? We're in that time, I believe, God's saying, come on, church, let's do it together. We can't do it on our own. And that's why I praise God that we're coming together. You know, I believe in this city we're more together than any other state in this nation. And that's why this is a lighthouse city. I have seen people flying in from here, from all over the world. There's something about an atmospheric presence that's coming into our city, and it's going to get stronger and stronger. Amen. And you know what? I see them just getting healed, not anybody laying hands on them. It's a God thing. And that's why what is even happening here, and I believe more that God is wanting it across the city and people coming together and standing together. Psalm 115:16 says, the heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to the children of men. He's given it to you and me. He's waiting for you and I to move. He's waiting for you and I to say what God says. He's waiting for you and I to be his voice in his hands and his feet. He's given to us to look after the earth. He's waiting on us. We're to worship him before the things of the world. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, I'm a woman in ministry. And I remember when I first started out, I started out around the city in Margaret Court Ministries, just preaching out in community centres, looking at the needs of people and seeing their needs. And I never wanted to pastor. And I just remember out there, and I would have the women come up to me and say, you shouldn't be pastoring. When you look across, there's not a whole lot of senior women pastors that lead churches. And I always look at God gave me a vision, and Pastor Michael's been with us, what, 16 years? 19 years. It's a long time. Praise God. I'm very faithful, committed people, and I'm very blessed in that. And, you know, I looked and I said, God, what do you want us to do? And he gave me a vision, and he's given you, and that's why it's important to have vision. And to write the vision and write it plain. They that read it can run with it. And he gave me all those things. And he said to me, showed me that whole street where we are in Osborne Park there. And he said, you will own this whole street. And I thought, oh, yeah. You know how we think. And I said, oh, yeah. And, you know, you just pray. I didn't plead to the people for money, because often it's your wealthy people that don't give the money. It's just your middle people that do, and you see God to do it. And, you know, I often say, if your heart's not in your giving, don't give. And so people know my heart. I'm very straight, you can see that. And but I just want to say to you, that's 25, we've been in that street now for 22 years. I just want you to know 2 days ago, we owned the last building in that street. I give him all the glory. And, you know, we built the prayer tower. And I'll just say to you, why I just say these things to you, be honest with you, so that don't care. Don't, if God tells you to say something, you do it. I know there's a grace and a favor on my life to go to politicians to speak out across the nation. I the first time God ever told me to do that, and I went on national television. Oh, I tell you, the anointing was so wonderful. I thought, oh, I'd like that all the time. But it's not always like that. I thought, oh, I knew that was so God. And I put my head on the... And it opened a can of worms. And so whatever you do, and you know it's God, do it unto him, because he will bless it. And, you know, I had just only probably 2 months ago, somebody contacted across the nation, and because of lotteries, what it's trying to do, and, you know, cut us out and this and that because of my stand for what I stand for. You may not have read it, but it was out there. It was more in the eastern states than it was here. And, you know, man of God, no, he wasn't a man of God. A man contacted me and he said, because we asked for a cooler van. And he said, how much is it? I said, well, we asked for 80,000. Oh, he said, I thought you'd ask for a quarter of a million. He said, the 80,000's yours. He's not a Christian. See, God moves on people. God loves people. And people out there, I can tell you, I've had more emails from conservative people with values and morals, not from our Pentecostal roots, but from people all over the nation saying thank you. I just encourage you, and particularly young people, don't ever, if God's asking you to do something and you know it's right and you know it's in love, do it. Don't hold back. He's asking you to go to your local man or counselor or your local politician and just share from your heart, and you're prayed up and you're doing it in love. You're not going there to point the finger. But, you know, this is what I do. Do you understand this? Because most of them don't understand it. Most of them haven't moved in the circles or the prayer or when, but there's a lot of good people out there. But they get the stories from everywhere else and they feel sorry for them. But God loves us. He loves all mankind. He died for all mankind. You know, And people say, oh, well, she hates them. I said, no, I don't. How come for 15, 16 years we've had florists to our flowers in my office who are two gay guys? And they love me. They've read all my books. And they've just sold their florists, so they're not anymore. And I ran to him, my daughter and I went to another place to get some flowers and about a week ago, and my daughter phoned and said, we'll be late. And he was there. He said, oh, I love your mum. And so when I came in there, he said, and I said to him, oh, I said, we miss you. You had the best flowers. I said, do you still do any at home at all? And he said, yes. I said, can we phone every now and again and we've got something we want done? Will you do them for us? And he said, yes. So I just say, I pour my heart to you this morning because I want your heart to be in what you do. No, it's a lifestyle. It's not just standing up in a platform and you probably preach so much better than me and teach better than me. But it's the Word of God. Is it working in your life? Is it a part of your life? God wants us to have the victory in every area. And he wants us to have long life. You can see I've got long life. Amen? And she tried to take me out a few times. I'm just encouraging you. I can go in here, but I just want you to draw out of me that which you need to hear. I felt like giving up a couple of times, and particularly when you're going through some stuff and everything's being thrown at you and people abusing you and speaking against you. Words are powerful. I pray over my family every day. They're covered in the blood of Jesus. That any words, anything that comes against our family, any religious spirit, traditional spirit, witchcraft, I bind it. You need to do that. Because life and death are in the power of the tongue and you'll eat the fruit of your own words. Your faith is no higher than your mouth. Amen? We're in some battles and it's real stuff. It's everyday living. It's not, you know, where, yes, there's this out in front, your vision's out in front, but you've got to get to it. You've got to walk on through. I found that in sport. I had goals. I fulfilled every goal that I went out after in sport. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know anything about faith. But I used to say it. I was very insecure. I hated public speaking. Didn't want to do public speaking. I used to say to my husband, you go do the rotaries, you go do those things. I'm not doing them. You know, and so you, those things were in you. But I didn't know the Word of God, but people used to say to me, why are you so good? I'd say it's a gift from God. But they say, well, what is it you want to do? I said, I wanted to be the first Australian woman ever to win Wimbledon. So that was my first goal. And then the second goal was to be a Grand Slam winner all in the 1 year. And that was my goal. I used to say it. Didn't know what God said about these things. And then I said my third goal was to be the first mum to be number one in the world. So you put that out there, but it's no different today in what you do for God. As long as you honor him, you glorify him, you lift him up. Hallelujah. I've got another whole page here, but I just think we just see where the Holy Spirit wants us to go. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lord Jesus. It is a walk of faith, and I want to say to some of you out there, things in the natural are temporal. They're subject to change. Speak to your mountains. Don't speak about them. Call things be not in this time as though they are. But face your mountains. Don't run from them. Look at them and tell God what you desire to see from his word. It's a living word. Your faith will be no higher than your mouth, and what you put down into your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. if we can see this a city together and see it one for Jesus, and we all start to pray and say the same thing, that salvation to our city. This is a nation unto Jesus. Because his love, oh, his love heals. His love forgives. His love saves. Holy Spirit will bring unto conviction. All you have to do is love the people. Love your nation. If you love your nation, you'll love your people. I just feel there's some people out there that God's, and pastors, you've been through so much. You're just wanting to heal your heart. So much come at you that you've hardened your heart. He said, don't harden your heart. Allow even him in this moment to minister to your heart. Allow him, I just sense it. It's like a word of knowledge in me that he wants to soften your heart. Let go of it. He's a miracle worker. He can do things in the twinkle of an eyelid. Sometimes we think we have to have man lay hands. No, the Holy Spirit is in you. Become very inside conscious. The Godhead lives on the inside. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in you. If you let him get bigger on the inside, you don't become so conscious of your feelings and emotions. He heals from the inside out. He binds up the brokenhearted. Somebody I feel is just ministering so much to your heart at the moment. Let go. Let him do a work in you. Be teachable. Teachable to the Holy Spirit. Some of you, like, you've turned him off. You got so caught up in the flesh. He's a divine person. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, you minister to your ministers in this time. Oh, we just thank you. We just thank you, Father. And there's somebody you've felt like giving up. Who's that? It's got hard in ministry. You've felt like giving up. Who is it? Just put your hand up. Be bold. It's by faith. Somebody, I see that hand right down there. You know, if it's one person, it's worth it. I know there's others here, but you don't want to just say that. I felt like giving up a couple of times. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. I just like, just, no, I won't bring you out, but God's going to minister to you down there in that place you're in. He's right there now. Holy Spirit. Just minister to that man. And I just feel to say to you, sir, that as you press in prayer, you're going to know God's love. God's love heals. God's love forgives. God's love strengthens. And as you push in prayer, I can see you like coming to a place that it's like you'll push through. I always remember Brother Hagen. It was one of the greatest lessons I've learned. He said, so many people get to a place in prayer and they think, oh, I feel better. He said, no, keep pushing through until you get the breakthrough. And once you get in the spirit, you've got it in the natural. It's so important. And I feel now as you you push into the Lord and you start looking ahead. And you've missed it. We've all missed it. There's nobody in this room that hasn't missed it. But don't hit yourself over the head. That's why it is so important to know your righteousness, who you are in Christ, the position of faith that God's placed us in. It's by grace through faith. And sin consciousness and guilt and unworthiness and condemnation drops off. It has no hold over us. We just thank you, Lord. I just feel the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. And he wants us to learn to receive just from him. Because he's already done everything. It's already given. It's already been paid for. He fulfilled everything at the cross for us to walk in the fulfillment of it now, to fulfill his will in the earth. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Father. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Oh, and there's people here that you need physical healing. Oh, we just thank people here with lower part of the back. If you just want to stand in your seat, I know the Holy Spirit's going to minister to you. If that's you, just stand up if you've got back problems. Just stand and back problems. I had a curvature of the spine and they healed me. So just allow the Holy Spirit, he's going to minister to you. We just thank you. And there's somebody with the area of the heart, if you just want to stand up in that area. Allow the Holy Spirit. I can feel he's just on some people. He's working on your back already. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank him. Maybe the person just next to you, put your hand on that person's back, on the lower part of their back. I just feel that. Somebody there. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. And you just receive. And Father, we just thank you for that healing power flowing through, Father. We just thank you. We come against back pain. We take authority over you right now. Be loosed from this infirmity in Jesus' name. We just thank you for your healing mercies, Father. Oh, we just thank you. Any adjustment there, Lord, we just thank you for that adjustment in the back. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pain, you're nothing but a name. Bow your knee to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've got heart, you can put your hand on your own heart. Oh, we just thank you. He healed my heart many years ago. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that every part of that heart, he's still working on your back, so just keep receiving. We just thank you, Lord. Heart, you function as God designed you to function. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, a recreative miracle there in that person's heart. We just thank you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just keep standing and receiving. And there's somebody in the shoulder area. Who's that? Just stand, yeah, stand up in the shoulder area. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just move it around. Oh, just do something. Father, we just thank you for your healing power. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. That adjustment in that shoulder, Father. Command pain to go, all stiffness to go. We just thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. somebody else, you're in a life and death situation in your health. If that's you, just stand up. We thank you, Lord, for that miracle. We thank you for good reports, Father. And somebody, you're hitting yourself over the head so much with your past. Let go of it. He's not looking at it. Let go of it. It's holding you captive. He set you free from sin consciousness and guilt and unworthiness and condemnation. You know, that'll hold you sick sometimes. He made you righteous by grace through faith. You don't earn it, it's given. He's not looking at it. He doesn't want you to look at it anymore. In him you live and move and have your being. You're seated in heavenly places by grace through faith. And you know, pastors can sometimes be their own worst enemy. You are worthy enough. He made you worthy. Your emotions will hold you. Don't let them hold you any longer. Draw a line in the sand and say no. Even from today, just draw a line in the sand and don't go back there in your thought realm. You have to train that brain. You've got to train your mind to think like God thinks. He said, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. An athlete even knows they can't let their mind go to their losses. Their mind has to go to their victory. If an athlete goes back to their losses, they'll lose. And it's the same with us. We've got to put that mind on the answer, on the Word of God. It'd be an anchor to the soul. Oh, it's a gateway to everything that God has for you. Walk in the path of his righteousness. He said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. All these things shall be added to you. Don't go there. Let's just all be upstanding. And I just feel as we're finishing that God wants to refresh you and strengthen you. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we have no music? We're just finishing. No piano. Nothing. I just want you to put your hands out and just receive. Yoo-hoo. Yehovah Yahamoye, yeah. Uwala la la hamoye. Uwaha yo hua da 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 da. Hua basi ya 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 ya. Ho 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 ye he yo ma ma ma. Oa ya ya ha, your glory, Lord. Ua la 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 amoya ro 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 ro. Ua ya ya amoya ya ya ya. Ua ya ha ya 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 ya. Ua la 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 la. Ua la 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 la. Ua la 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 la. Just put your hand on your belly. Oh Lord, let that fire burn. That refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Let it burn from within, Father. Let that fire, Lord. Oh, let there be fire, a hunger in their belly. Lord, just like when they were first starting, such a passion for the things of God, a knowing and a seeing from this day forth. Father, I just thank you. And such prayer is so easy. Oh, that prayer is a joy. Let that fire burn. Let it burn for our city. Let it burn for our nation. That the church shall not be found naked. She shall not be ashamed. Oh, Lord. There'd be such a love, such a knowing and a seeing. Be such healing, Lord, here. Healing and forgiveness, Father, amongst your body, amongst the church of this city. Oh, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. You love your church. You love every person. You love your pastors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Such an awakening. Oh, such an awakening, Father. Pull down the blindness, Father. Any veil that's been over the minds, Father, that they can see the light of the glorious gospel. They're not looking in, but they're looking out. Out to the lost, Father. Out to the city. Oh, out to the nation and the nations. This is a sending city, Father. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I just sense that it's like spiritual backbones, just like your natural back stands straight. It's like spiritual backbones are being straightened. Just it's like some got a little bit crooked, and it's like he's straightening them. And it's going to straighten you physically also, because spiritually you're coming alive and it'll affect your physical and it'll affect your emotions. How the spiritual affects everything we do. So be spiritually conscious, because the Word of God is a spiritual book and it's alive and living. And we just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. And I feel some of you are like, you've got babies in here you're about to give birth to. Don't hold back. Sometimes, you know, intercession. Every pastor, every leader here is called to intercede. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And I just feel in here. And sometimes it's hard giving birth. And I've been through birth for 4 children. And sometimes it's hard giving birth, but just keep on pressing through. Push through until you know. So many times we don't push through in the things of God as leaders. We need to push right through until you have the breakthrough. And you know it's got hard. When it's hard, that's when you've got to push through. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Don't sort of stop. It's like you've aborted something and the Lord, you haven't prayed it through. Pray it through until you know that you've got it, and then you'll have that great release. In Jesus' name, amen. I know I could lay hands, but I just felt that's the way I was to do it, and I just praise God that he's deposited. I just sense that Holy Spirit, we just thank you. And that I he's wanting his church to learn more, just to receive from him. Just in his presence. Seek his presence. There's nothing like his presence. And your own home. Not just church and coming together or on a Sunday, but as pastors and leaders in your own time. Just weep for the people. Pray for the people. Love the people. And he'll give you such a great love for your city and your nation. And pray for our Prime Minister. We do, Lord. We lift him up right now. And everything that's coming against him has such wisdom, such revelation. Father, that he stands up for righteousness. Father, that he can see what is trying to happen to the church and the nation at this time. We thank you, Lord, for that freedom of speech bill. We just thank you that we have it shall not be taken away, Father. That freedom of speech will stand in our nation, Father. We just thank you. And I just say you can see this is what they're trying to take away by the states. So what, that's what they're trying to do in the states, is to take it completely away from the church in each state. So, Father, we just thank you. You give him such wisdom, such revelation and understanding. And, Father, that he can look out, that he pastors our nation, that he sees it with his spiritual eyes that you've given it to him, and he hears with his spiritual ears. We just think, don't bag him, pray for him. Amen. Pray for him and those men. There's some very good men around him. Pray for them and give them the wisdom and understanding. Amen. Praise you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I do have some books and that there, and I thought that's my autobiography that's normally... I just brought them. You may not have. They're good presents anyhow. They're normally $30. I thought for pastors, leaders, you can have them for $20. And this book here has blessed a lot of ministers, Train Your Brain. I had to really study that area, the area of the mind, because I went through a mental depression 35, 40 years ago. In Bible school, my life changed, but... that's an area I do teach on a lot, because it's where people battle the most. Mind is a battlefield. It's a gateway to the heart. If the enemy can get you in the mind, and as an athlete, it was an area you had to overcome. And just as I said then a little while ago, you could not go back to your losses. Don't go back to your losses. We've all had them. Leave them. Move on. And the enemy will take you there, and you always think you're not worthy enough, you're not good enough. And this one, they're going there. You can have that one. That's $15. That's the latest one. These are Winning Life. There's two in one there. That's normally $20. You can have that one for $10. So they're out there, and they're there. They might help you, or you know somebody they might help. So really appreciate you. Love what you do in the city, and I just pray God brings us even more and more closer together so we can fulfill his purpose in this city. Amen.